Are your ulcerative colitis symptoms proving difficult to manage? Tremfya guselkumab can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. At 1 year, many patients taking Tremfya achieved clinical remission, and some patients also achieved endoscopic remission. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor if Tremfya can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Right, now we've a special treat on the Pat Kenny Show because regular item boxed the presenter, the infamous, the notorious presenter of Screen Time at 6 p.m. on a Saturday, and of course available on the website of Screen Time, John Fardy. I should actually call him Dr. John Fardy because he always reminds me he just doesn't have a degree in philosophy. He's actually a master's in it. So how is Dr. Fardy today?
Very well. Thank you, Ivan. And thanks for all the adjectives that you put in there. Notorious, wonderful. I do appreciate that. I'm very well. All the better for talking to you.
Indeed. And just before we get into, because Deirdre and I watch any spare night we have, we go, our default position is to go onto Netflix. Now, my own personal preference is to go for movies because I don't want to get into five seasons of dedicating part of my life, which I can't get back again. But you're really plugging this series called Adolescence. It's four episodes. But you know what they always do after the four episodes? It then becomes, oh, there's going to be season two. There's more. They get greedy. So first of all, tell me, what does it say on the tin about adolescence?
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen with this. I would be highly surprised if there was another season. This is the show everyone is talking about. And I've been getting texts all week from friends and other people alike saying, God, Adolescence is brilliant. So it's shot in real time and it's shot in one take. So what we have is a young boy called Jamie woken up in the middle of the night in a suburban English housing estate, and he's been arrested. And he's been arrested on suspicion of murder. And in a way, you know, I don't want to do myself out of a job, but I'd nearly love people to just watch this without knowing what it's about, because I watch a lot of TV and movies, as you know, and I haven't seen anything like this in a long time, if ever, because what unfolds over the remaining four episodes after this boy is awakened in the middle of the night and taken to a police station is beguiling, scary, frightening, take your eyes off TV. So this boy, Jamie, played by a relative newcomer, Owen Cooper, is taken to a police station. His family, his dad, played by the brilliant Liverpoolian actor Stephen Graham, goes with him to the police station. And this is no kind of ordinary crime drama, because in episode two, the entire series moves to the school where he goes to school. And we follow a policeman around interviewing students, all in real time in one take. Episode three is then Jamie for the entire episode being interviewed by a therapist. And in four, I won't say much about other than we're back with his family. This is like nothing you have seen before. The way it's filmed is, as I say, it's in one take. You're invited not to look away. You're afraid you're going to miss something. And there's, I'm going to let you in now because I've been talking for about 3 minutes, but I guarantee you, Ivan, you will be very taken by this because I don't think there's been a bad review of it.
Okay. So the default line between Deirdre and me is when it says, you know, in the blurb on these series, based on a true story, is this entire work of fiction?
It's an entire work of fiction and it's not based on anything in particular. However, it is very of the now because it looks at, obviously, knife crime. It looks at what men or young boys are being told about you know, in terms of heterosexual relationships, women and men, and how to negotiate that. It also has a huge amount to say about social media, and in particular, mobile phones, and the power and the dangerous power we're giving kids by giving them mobile phones. There is a huge amount going on in this, but the acting is just off the charts. You used to famously ask me, is it a documentary, whenever I reviewed anything for you? And this isn't a documentary, but at times it feels like one because the acting is so organic. Stephen Graham in particular seems like a dad waking up in the middle of the night on a documentary, and his son is being taken out of the house and he has to go with him. When this cop is walking around the school in episode two interviewing kids, it feels like a documentary. The acting in this is like, this is going to win Emmys, BAFTAs, all sorts of things. Mark my words. Like, I can't recommend this highly enough, but it is in no way an easy watch. So if you're looking to, you know, obviously Deirdre has a lot to escape from, but like, this
well,
is
I
not
have two
escapism.
Cats. I have two cats, and they give me all the escapism I need, Bella and Millie. But no, but sorry, you've said about three times. I'm sorry, let's put a big discount here.
Yeah.
You know, John Fardy's screen time, hype, is your middle name. Like, you never say this is a crap series. It's a must watch. So you've devalued that currency so much now. I mean, it can't be taken too seriously. So when you say three times, this is done in real time with one take. Like, I'm saying, like, how is that a good thing? Because, you know, sometimes, you know, I could mangle my words, but it's all live. But if I could take it and do it again, it would improve it. I just don't get the point you're making about real time and one take.
So, and Pat's back soon, I hope, is he? But,
oh, sorry, not for weeks. Could be like Andrew Gilligan, who went to New York, mightn't be heard tell of again, but carry on.
Yes, well, so it is one take. So when you watch most TV shows, if you're watching, you know, the stuff you like, Porridge, Coronation Street, they film a scene, they move to the next one. This was all rehearsed, so there is none of that. So the camera is entirely present for the whole thing. There is no switch away. So your eye is on the action the entire time. There is no break. So it was rehearsed that way. So everyone was in their positions to be able to do this over the 50 minutes or the hour. And the effect of it is that it's impossible to look away. I'll give you, for instance, when this young boy is arrested, Jamie, and he's in the police car, the camera stays on him for about 5 minutes. And we're just watching him writhe in despair. What's he doing in the back of this car? So it is hypnotic. Now, you accuse me of using grandiose phrases like that, and I'm some kind of embedded journalist who can't say poo against any show. But believe me, I can. But trust me, if you've ever trusted me before, trust me on this. You can't take your eyes off of this once you get into it.
It's a British production, is it?
It is. And it's from the people who gave us another brilliant show called The Virtues a couple of years ago. Now, I also have a long-suffering wife who has to watch much of this stuff with me.
But you're rarely in Ireland, are you?
From time to time, I do come back. But she watched this with me. And at the end of it, we talked for a long time about it as parents, as people in the world. And, you know, she had a similar feeling of, you know, this is heavy duty stuff. Do I want to get into this?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it brings me to the other coup de grace I have for you in your hype of this. That I find stuff that you really get into tends to have a preachy undertone to it, you know, telling us how we should live our lives and all this kind of. Is there a kind of bucket of that in this?
Yeah, there is.
I haven't even seen it, and I knew already what it was about. Go on.
Well, you're a very clever man, but it's not knocked over the head with you, you know, but it's a very timely TV show. Now, if you just want TV that's utter escapism, this isn't for you. But despite what you say, Ivan, I don't think you do, because I know, despite all your fondness for Coronation Street and all the
other stuff, it's live sport I watch. I don't know. I gave up Coronation Street. Like, when Reggie went off it, you know that guy? Who was the guy? You know the guy with the glasses and...
Yeah.
And Mavis, of course. I miss Mavis.
Yeah. And come here, Man City, not so hot this season.
No, but still I enjoy all sport. But like, what? So tell me, each episode's about 46 minutes, is it?
Well, between that and an hour, and it is spine tingling. It really is. I spoke to the entire cast last week. If you want to listen back to it, by all means, you can. Should we just play a quick clip?
Okay.
To give you a flavour of
give it.
Would that be okay? This is from the opening scene.
I haven't done anything. Don't you go to the wrong house, I'm telling you. You're making a big mistake.
Bascom, I have a warrant to search your premises, sir. Where's your son?
He's in his bedroom. What do you need me for?
Where is he?
Mom!
Hey, he's only a kid, mate.
He's in the fucking house.
Okay.
Hey!
Jamie Miller.
What's going on?
The time is 6:15 a.m. and I'm arresting you on suspicion of murder.
What do you mean?
You don't have to say anything. Mr. Miller! Mr. Miller, I will arrest you for obstruction. Please stop. Please. I'm arresting you on suspicion of murder. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defense if you do not mention
one question. Dad, I haven't done
something
anything.
Which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence.
Dad,
do you understand?
I haven't done anything,
do you
Dad.
Understand?
Right. I can see this is a modern day commentary on Britain in the 2020s. Okay, sigh there. Does it have a racial undertone to it?
Not particularly. It has a lot of undertones, but no, I wouldn't say race is front and center of it, really, to be honest.
Okay.
It's a lot about men and boys and raising children as well, and it's handled brilliantly. You know, I can only take you to the water, you know.
No, I will drink it, and it's available now, is it?
It was on from last week. Everyone is raving about this. It's on Netflix. Do yourself a favor. Tell Deirdre Fardy sent you.
Okay, well, not only that, like, do I need, because I'm off the drink for Lent, will I need a couple of bottles of wine to go with this, or will I be able to take it in the raw state?
I think you can take it in the raw state.
Okay, yeah. Finally, no boxed session would be complete without plugging screen time. Who have you got this week? Some C-lister?
So, Ivan, as you know, this year alone, I've spoken to everyone from the likes of Angelina Jolie to Robert De Niro, and not 5 weeks since I spoke to him last, Robert De Niro is on the show again this week talking to me about his new movie, Alto Nights. So, you know, Carlsberg don't do radio shows, Ivan, but if they did, bum, bum, bum.
Poor De Niro, his career must be in the toilet if he's reduced to screen time.
He was really
double
stuck.
Interviews.
Really stuck, yeah.
So, no, it sounds fine. I'm a big fan of De Niro. And look, I am buying into adolescence. It actually sounds different, and it sounds gruesome, but it actually sounds like very engaging. So Adolescence is the big recommendation from Dr. John Fardy of Boxed for this week. And don't miss Screen Time, because De Niro's on it just yet again. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Ivan.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.